He's a countertenor on the rise. Opera Wire also calls him one of the most promising countertenors of his generation. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom for Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Art Showcase. And on Sunday evening at 7 on April 8th, the Des Moines Metro Opera is bringing the phenomenal countertenor John Holliday to Iowa. He will be treating concert fans to an evening of opera, musical theater, and jazz favorites at the Plymouth Church in Des Moines. And we're so fortunate today to have joining us by phone international star John Holliday. And John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Now, the Washington Post says you are one of the sweetest voice countertenors they've encountered, and you have a mellifluous sound with clean, crisp diction. And I would say it doesn't get much better than that. So tell us about yourself and your recent career, and your career has just been skyrocketing.
I am from a little city outside of Houston, and now it's a part of Houston called Rosenberg, Texas. And I've been singing ever since I was 2 years old. I come from a very musical family. My grandmother was the director of music ministry at my home church, which is Calvary Way Missionary Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. And as far as I know, from both my mother and my grandmother's account, they've said I've been singing since I was two and that I sang before I spoke. So music has been such a huge part of my life, and I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have it in my life. It's something that I know for sure has been my sanctuary. Every time that I have been sad or anything, I've always been able to go to music, and it's always cheered me up. But anyway, in my career thus far, I've been really privileged to sing on a lot of the world stages. I've sung at Los Angeles Opera as the Sorceress in Dido and Aeneas. That was my Los Angeles Opera debut. Won the Dallas Opera Competition Award first place. I've covered the role of Nereno at the Metropolitan Opera. And I've sung at Opera Philadelphia the role of John Blue, which I just premiered, which was a world premiere, which went on subsequently to the Apollo Theater. And we just came back from the Dutch National Opera in Amsterdam, where I made a debut. Previous to that, I did another world premiere of an opera called Paradise Interrupted with the Spoleto Festival in Charleston, South Carolina. My very first professional opera debut was with Portland Opera, where I sang the role of the first cardinal in Philip Glass's Galileo Galilei. So now things are really, really taking off, and I've got so many things on the horizon, and I'm looking forward to mostly coming up for me is The Refugee at Des Moines Metro Opera, where I get to sing The Refugee in Jonathan Dove's Flight, which has been a role that I've wanted to sing my entire adult life since I've been studying. So I'm looking forward to this.
Just briefly, tell us about that role as the refugee in Flight, and that's going to be part of the DMMO's production this summer, June 30th through July 13th.
Well, the refugee, even though it's not called the refugee is the title role in the opera Flight, or the largest role in Flight. And it's based off of the true life story of a man named Mehran Karimi Nasseri, who lived in the Paris airport, Charles de Gaulle Airport, for many, 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 many years. And if you've ever seen the movie The Terminal with Tom Hanks, that movie is based off of this gentleman, Mehran Nasseri. And so what happened in real life is that he was a dual citizen, but on his way from Iran to London, he lost his passport, and he was connecting in the Paris airport, and they allowed him to get onto the plane anyway to get to Paris. But once he got there, he ended up being stuck in the airport because the immigration officials and the police officers wouldn't let him out of the airport. So this man stayed in the airport from 1988 until July, I think, of 2006. And the only reason why he was let out of the airport is because he was sick. And so the last I have researched about him is that I think he's now staying in a shelter somewhere in Paris. I'm trying desperately to meet him because this has been such a role that I wanted to do for a long time, and I really am intrigued by the story. But anyway, that's the real life story. And so in this opera, in the first act, everybody's in the airport. Everyone's going somewhere except for the refugee and the controller and the immigration officer. And you have the refugee. who is trying to get everyone on his side, basically. He's trying to get everyone to trust him. By the middle of the first act, he's kind of gotten everybody in his hand. He's kind of asking everybody for money and to trust in him and this little stone that he has. He runs the gamut. And toward the end of the act, everybody ends up getting stuck in the airport, and he says, you know, now everyone here is stuck like me. Then he talks about his brother. His brother was with him in the wheel. His brother and he were traveling in that little area, and what he saw when the wheels opened is that his brother fell from the sky. So he goes through quite a bit through the opera, but this role has been something that has been on my mind since about 2010. And as far as I know, the opera was premiered, I believe, in 1998. And it's still considered relatively new. 20 years later, it's still relatively new and modern. But it's something that I think is so poignant, and I'm looking forward to singing it. I really can't wait.
It sounds so intriguing, and it's great to hear you talk about it. So tell us, what is a countertenor?
Well, a countertenor is a male singing in the treble voice. So treble would consist of alto, soprano, mezzo, soprano. Anything in that area, that tessitura, would be like a countertenor or a male sopranist. And particularly, we tend to specialize in music from the 1600s to the 1750s, which is known as the Baroque period. So a lot of Handel, Bach, Monteverdi, Gluck, Mozart. I mean, there's lots of composers in there with whom we are familiar because we're singing a lot of their work. But the countertenor voice, of course, we know throughout of the castrato, which was very prevalent during the early time that I was just talking about. Of course, now we have all of our equipment, so we're good in that area. But yeah, the countertenor voice is just a voice that's a male soprano or a male alto. That's the easiest way to talk about it.
On April 8th, then, you're going to be presenting a wonderful mix of music with the Des Moines Metro Opera's John Ahrens at the keyboard. Just give us an overview of some of the music you'll be performing at that recital.
I'm going to start with some Handel, then I'll go into a French set that I really love. I'm always about doing things that I care about and that I love. I think when I, as the artist, enjoy and love what I do, I think it gives the audience the ability to love and enjoy it as well, if I can bring it to them with love and give of myself in a loving way. So all the music that you're going to hear on the 8th is music that I love and that has propelled me forward in my career. So after the Handel, I'll do some work by Debussy and Poulenc and Hahn. Then I go into a spiritual set by Johnson. Then I'll sing the Dream Variations by Margaret Bond. Then there's a beautiful set of English music set to James Joyce text by Theo Morrison. I'm going to sing that. And then I'll sing some jazz and sing a little bit of gospel, which, as Leontine Price would say, it's my roots. So I grew up singing that kind of music in church and hearing jazz, so I'm excited to sing a few pieces. And then who knows what will come after that. Maybe I'll get the audience to sing with me. You never know. So I'm looking forward to coming and singing for the Des Moines audience.
It sounds like a marvelous evening. Is there anything that you would like to add?
Well, I'm looking forward to very much singing for the Des Moines Metro Opera audience. It'll be my debut for Des Moines Metro Opera and in the Des Moines area. And when I was there for the photo shoot earlier last year, the people with whom I came into contact from Des Moines Metro Opera and also the community were so kind and loving and helpful. And so I'm looking very much forward to coming and singing the role of the refugee, but I'm looking forward to coming and singing the recital too. And in advance, I always want to thank the audience for taking time out of their schedule to come and spend 2 hours with me and my colleagues on the stage. And my hope is that you all who come to see the show can feel the love with which we sing from the stage, and we hope that you'll send it right back to us so we can send you even more love and great energy. So I'm looking forward to being there, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone's sunshiny faces in the audience.
John Holliday's recital is on Sunday, April 8th at 7 p.m. at the Plymouth Church in Des Moines. Tickets are available at 515-961-6000. 1-800-221, or you can order them online at DesMoinesMetroOpera.org. And students with proper ID can attend free. And thanks for today's interview goes to IPR's Tony Daner and Barney Sherman. And a big thanks to countertenor extraordinaire John Holliday. And thank you so much, John, for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.